This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagayani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation and laid out the foundation stone for various development projects worth about ₹7,000 crore in Chittorgarh, Rajasthan. The Prime Minister dedicated the Mehsana Bhatinda Gurdaspur gas pipeline, which has been built at a cost of about ₹4,500 crores. The railway projects were dedicated to the nation by the Prime Minister, including the projects involving doubling of Chittorgarh-Nimuch railway line and Kota-Chittorgarh electrified railway line. The Prime Minister also dedicated tourism facilities developed at Nathdwara under Swadesh Darshan scheme. Addressing the program, Prime Minister said that the development of backward areas has been the priority of his government. He said that the government has selected aspirational districts of the country where development works are being done. He said that many districts of Rajasthan are also being developed under the scheme. He said that now the government has taken one step forward in the scheme and taken up the work of development of aspirational blocks. Delhi police has arrested a rewarded terrorist who was also a member of the Pune ISIS module. He was on the National Investigation Agency's most wanted list, carrying a reward of 3 lakh rupees. Delhi police special cell has also detained few other members of the module. The module was planning to carry out terror incidents in North India, taking instructions from foreign-based handlers. The police has recovered incriminating materials, including materials suspected to be used for IED fabrication. Over 50,000 people have taken the pledge to donate their organs under the Ayushman Bhava campaign. President Draupadi Murmu launched the campaign last month from Gandhinagar, Gujarat. In a social media post, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Mansukh Mandavia urged people to take oath for organ donation. Akashwani correspondent reports that Dr. Mandavia had led the pledge for organ donation under the Ayushman Bhava campaign at Agra, Uttar Pradesh last month. A person after his death can give new life to 8 people by donating vital organs like kidneys, liver, lungs, heart and cornea. In Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India bagged 3 bronze medals today. India's women's and men's speed skating relay teams secured 2 bronze medals, while in table tennis, India picked up a historic bronze medal in the women's doubles tournament. The Indian women speed skating relay team clinched a 3rd place in speed skating 3000-meter relay team event. India's men's team followed up. The Indian women's team also nabbed a bronze in the final event. Indian table tennis players Ahika Mukherjee and Sutirtha Mukherjee picked up a historic bronze medal in the women's doubles tournament. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that India has set a target to become world's number one automobile manufacturing hub in the next 3 to 4 years. Mr. Gadkari said this while interacting with the Indian diaspora in Prague, Czech Republic yesterday. He said that in the last 9 years, the size of the automobile industry has increased from 4.5 lakh rupees crore rupees to 12.5 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Gadkari said this industry has given jobs to 4.5 crore youth of the country. The Dominican Republic Vice President is set to visit India at the invitation of her Indian counterpart Jagdeep Dhankar. This will be the first ever visit of the Vice President of the Dominican Republic to India. The visit is significant as it takes place at a time when India-Dominican Republic's bilateral relationship is entering its 25th year. The two countries established diplomatic relations on 4th May 1999, the MEA said in an official release. During her visit, Vice President Raquel Reyna Rodriguez will call on President Draupadi Murmu. A special campaign 3.0 began today with a focus on swachhata and reducing dependency in government offices with a saturation approach. The campaign coincides with the birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. It will continue till 31st of this month. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.